KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have a mostly clear sunny skies here this morning and 70 degrees your temperature here at the KJN studios. We look for partly cloudy skies today with south winds increasing to 15 to 30 miles per hour and a high of 92. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of news here on KJN. News is being brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a drug arrest on Monday night. At 10:06 p.m., deputies arrested 29-year-old Stephen Charles Dukes of Hepburn for possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The arrest was made following a traffic stop at the intersection of Howland and Highland Avenue in Stanton. Dukes was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. KJAN News Time at 7:06. In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance, just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. In Greenfield, see the Adair County Insurance Agency, a Grinnell Mutual member. See Brocker, Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Call 712-764-6000. In other local news, the Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of 20-year-old Courtney Ann Hall of Red Oak for domestic assault first offense, a simple misdemeanor. Hall was arrested on Tuesday morning at approximately 4:36 a.m. in an apartment on Summit Street in Red Oak. She was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on no bond. The Iowa Department of Public Health's COVID-19 dashboard here on Tuesday shows 11 new deaths that have been reported since midday on Monday. The IDPH says an additional 231 people have recovered from the virus, for 14,774 recovered, and 204,848 people have tested negative. There's now a total of 661 deaths to date in the state. And a total of 228,958 test results have been completed by the state hygienic lab and other labs. RMCC data shows that 193 Iowans are currently hospitalized with the virus. That's two less than Monday. Of those, one more is in an ICU for 71 total, and 49 are on ventilators, which is two less than Monday. In addition, 16 people were admitted to a hospital for treatment of COVID-19, three less than the previous day. In Region 4 here in southwest and western Iowa, there were only slight changes in the stats. Nine were hospitalized, which was no change, and five in an ICU, which is also no different from Monday's report. There were no new COVID-19-related hospital admissions and no change in the number of patients on ventilators, which is at two. Long-term care facility outbreaks are at 35. The number of staff and patients testing positive for COVID-19 is at 1,226. Recoveries amount to 712. Unfortunately, the number of LTC facility-related deaths is up three more to 344. And the latest area county update in Cass County, 14 cases have been recorded, with 14 now recovered. Adams with 8 cases and 5 recovered. Guthrie County with 59 cases, 42 recovered. Pottawatomie County with 514 cases and 302 recovered. And Shelby County with 49 cases, 36 recovered. Pottawatomie County also did report yesterday afternoon that they have had their 11th death related to COVID-19 in the county. In other area news, the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Board held a meeting on Monday night and discussed work on the city pool. With the recent decision to keep the pool closed for the year, Parks and Rec Director Bryant Rasmussen looked into the possibility of bringing in painters earlier than was planned at the end of the season. He said bids for the painting to be done to the pool earlier dropped the price tag by about $21,000. The board discussed whether the pool should open for the season now that further restrictions related to the pandemic have been lifted by the governor, or if they should remain closed and get the painting done along with some other updating work. The decision was made to go ahead with the painting and update the pool for next year. The board also had some discussion on discouraging fireworks being used in city parks and a recent Eagle Scout project to add some bird nest boxes at Schaumburg Recreation Area and Sunnyside Park. The Iowa Department of Transportation is requesting public input for a proposed replacement of the Iowa 175 bridge over Maple River, 1.1 miles west of the East Junction with Iowa 141. The project includes replacing the existing 240-foot by 26-foot steel beam bridge with a 299-foot by 44-foot pre-tensioned, pre-stressed concrete beam bridge. The new bridge approaches will be constructed and new guardrails installed, and shoulders would be paved 20 feet beyond the ends of the guardrails. Construction of the project was expected to begin in 2022, and there will be detours in place during that construction. If you'd like to make a comment, information can be found on the same story on our news page. Comments must be received by June 25th of this year to be considered. Vice President Mike Pence has announced that he'll be traveling to Iowa here this week, and it was announced that he'll be expected to be here today to meet with Republican Governor Kim Reynolds. The vice president also plans to tour recreational vehicle manufacturer Winnebago Industries and give an address to their employees. It'll be Pence's second trip to Iowa in as many months. In early May, Pence visited the Des Moines area to meet with Reynolds during a spike in coronavirus cases in the state. Pence also spoke to a group of faith leaders in Iowa about resuming religious services as COVID-19 cases continue to rise. And the Iowa Department of Public Health says its 2019 HIV surveillance report finds a 30% reduction in diagnoses over the last 3 years. Randy Mayer focuses on sexually transmitted diseases for the Iowa Department of Public Health and says that it is the first sustained reduction in HIV diagnoses since reporting began in 1998.
We are first or second in the nation as a state with our rate of viral suppression among people living with HIV, and that's about 80% of people diagnosed with HIV have reached a viral suppression, and so they can't transmit to other people. And we believe that is what's reducing the transmissions and the diagnoses.
He says they've done a lot to help people get medication for treatment.
You know, we've always focused on trying to get people tested earlier and into care. But over the last 3 years, we've actually gotten quite a bit of funding to support people who already are diagnosed, to help them stay in care, to help them take their medications on a regular basis, and to make sure that they reach that viral suppression.
Mayer says advances in the drugs have also helped. He says Iowa has a low number of people infected with HIV compared to other states, with about one case in every 1,000 residents. We'll take a look at your funeral announcements up next. KJAN News Time 7:13. The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agencies. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Call 712-764-6000. See Brocker Carnes and Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Greenfield, see the Adair County Insurance Agency, a Grinnell Mutual member. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. In your funeral announcements this morning, Rosemary Davidson, age 81, of Seymour, Indiana, and formerly of Atlantic, died June 6th in Seymour. Funeral services for Rosemary Davidson will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Hockerberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Dr. Carrie Souser, age 72, of Atlantic, died April 6th at the Angel Bright Hospice in Corpus Christi, Texas. A massive Christian burial for Dr. Carrie Souser will be held on Tuesday, here today at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service Atlantic has arrangements. Daryl Fredrickson, age 90, of Elkhorn, died Friday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Graveside funeral services for Daryl Fredrickson will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Cemetery. OD Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Robert Bob Scheel, age 80, of Harlan, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Robert Bob Scheel will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Angela Page, age 33, of Creston, died Thursday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Angela Page will be held on Tuesday at 1:30 p.m. at the Powers Funeral Home in Creston. Rose Ann Larson Poldberg, age 90, of Kimbleton, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Service for Rose Ann Larson Poldberg will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Alice B. Leyland, age 96, of Atlantic, died November 14th at Atlantic Specialty Care. Graveside Memorial Services for Alice B. Leyland will be held Friday at 10 a.m. at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Dale Killian, age 97, of Orient, died Thursday at the Greater Regional Health Center in Creston. A public graveside service for Dale Killian will be held in the Greenfield Cemetery on Friday at 11 a.m. Steen Funeral Home Greenfield has arrangements. Daryl Lieb, age 84, of Audubon and formerly of Kimbleton, died on Wednesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Graveside services for Daryl Lieb will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Bethany Lutheran Cemetery in Kimbleton. OD Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. And Larry Van Horn, age 77, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at home. Graveside services for Larry Van Horn will be held on Saturday at 2 p.m. in the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Tweeg Funeral Home Guthrie Center has arrangements. That's your news and funeral announcements here on KJN, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.